Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I say it so many times, and I want you to hear it, that the process you see here, you gathered in a room to watch a man in a chair channel, there come a day when that will never happen. Ever. The man has taken 20 years to practice tuning into a certain radio station that all of you will have eventually. The beauty of the future of this planet is that the higher the consciousness, the more the coherence with the creative source. Now, what you're hearing now, dear ones, is the human being in his corporealness having the ability to step aside with his consciousness and allow the pineal through his higher self to talk to the other side of the veil in a coherent way. Coherence. That process may seem unusual, and you'll gather in a room, and from human to human to human who will do this process, it's different. Depending upon their filters and the corporeal consciousness blocks, depending upon the synaptic brain and what it will allow, will determine the authenticity of the channel. Your discernment is needed on all of it, all of it. Now, what I just said to you, this is an ancient method of talking and communicating to the creative source. Indigenous old did it. And it may not look like what you're doing today. The indigenous old did it. And they did it through different kinds of messages that came in different kinds of ways in their own traditions. But they came. Some of the scriptures that you hold so dear, that are just dripping with the love of God, coming from certain disciples of the masters, written in prisons, were channeled. And what you have in common, and we've said this so many times, is the word of God is really the word of men and women. It has always been this way. But it goes back. Every single human being, when they awaken and they reach a certain age, they have a realization at some level that they're not alone. And sometimes in its infancy, a child will invent a friend. And that friend will be with them and they'll converse with them. The child will have a friend that protects them from what's under the bed. What does that tell you? What does that tell you about your intuitive self and what you have in there? You expect help, don't you? You know there's another force, don't you? You know there's benevolence, you know there's protection, you know there's love. And so humanity goes in this direction. And it always did, and it always has. And the first thing that a holy man will do in his pursuit is try to break the barrier and get the messages. And sometimes they're practical. When will it rain? Where are the animals for the food? And you'll tap into the information that will give you the intuition to give the correct message, and they will be correct. It's been there forever. And what we want to tell you is that in the process that you are beginning now, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about change tonight, in this process, you become closer to what you see here. The intuition that you will develop will be the key. If you could define channeling, it would be a constant stream of open intuition through the pineal, through the higher self to the other side of the veil that is able to be translated in a linear form. That's channeling. Imagine intuition that it's not fleeting, that stays there, that you can look at and you can examine and you can understand. That's what it's going to be. There'll come a day when there'll never be a man in a chair and no one will come to a meeting to listen to channeling because you've got it for yourself. And the beauty of that is two things. You should hear this. Number one, the channeling is for you personal. That's one section. And the other part of the channeling is for all humanity. And all humanity is going to get the same message. The personal is going to be just for you. And that is where the common sense and the wisdom barrier and all the things that we've been talking about will start to occur. It's going to be instinctual. You're going to be born on the planet and you're going to know it. And it's going to be carried over akashically and chemically from one human to another. The babies will be born knowing who they are. And by the time they are grown up enough to make decisions of their own, those decisions will be based in wisdom of the past. You're not going to need channelers. It's a new paradigm. And this channel that I'm giving you is no different than the one that I'd given recently, which I talked about where humanity can go. And we always get the questions from human beings. So many questions. How can I be part of it? How long is it going to take? When will it occur? Yes, yes, and yes. You are part of it. You're in the room, aren't you? Do you care about what's being said? Do you believe it's being channeled? What's your attitude? When somebody says drop into the core and feel God inside you, do you know what they're talking about? Or is it just nice language? Because at the core of you, the higher self is always there to meet you. It always is. Whether or not you find the wherewithal to clear the fear to get there is your issue. Human being, there's work to do, isn't there? If this is so important to the galaxy, Kryon, why all of this stuff around it? Why do we have to discover something in the dark, seemingly? Why do we have to jump through hoops and get rid of the fear and find out who we are and all of these things? Why don't you just show up and make it happen? It is the love of God to you. That's the answer. You've got to do it as a group. You've got to do it through the human brain and through the intuition. You've got to do it in a corporeal sense on a planet for it to work. You see, God is biased in love. You're not. You got to work at it. And if you come to this place where there is no more war, and you come to this place where you don't need a channeler, and you come to all of these places, you have done it because it made sense and because it was worth it to you, and that carries far more weight than a biased source called God. Did you know that? Planet after planet has done it. It changes the galaxy. The galaxy changes the universe. There are some hidden things here. You knew that. Concentrate on the one at hand. The next step is you finding more about you. More on this later. And so it is.